For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for January 17th, 2007. This week, Oracle fixes 51 security holes. Sophos announced the acquisition of Enforce, a network access control vendor. And finally, we'll talk to Yuval Ben-Itzhak of FinGen about a new hacking method called dynamic code obfuscation. Oracle Corporation fixed 51 security holes this quarter. Oracle released the fixes as part of its January critical patch update. The CPU includes 17 fixes for Oracle Database, one of which an attacker could remotely exploit without the need for a username and password. 9 flaws are addressed in Oracle HTTP Server. 12 fixes address flaws in Oracle Application Server. Oracle also released 7 fixes for flaws in Oracle E-Business Suite and addressed flaws in Oracle PeopleSoft Enterprise People Tools and Oracle Enterprise Manager. Oracle will release the next critical patch update April 17. Next up, we'll talk to Yuval Ben-Itzhak, he's Chief Technology Officer of FinGen, about a new hacking method, a new method of hiding code called dynamic code obfuscation. But first, these messages.
So you're looking for good reference books on information security, but it's so painful trying to figure out which ones are worth reading. And you're sick and tired of spending time on all those tedious e-com websites trying to sift through all of those anonymous user reviews, right? Well, here's a word of advice. Check out CertSecurity.com's Information Security Bookshelf. CertSecurity.com has compiled an impressive selection of reference book excerpts from leading information security experts, including Ira Winkler, Gary McGraw, Kevin Mitnick, Joel Dubin, and many more. And if you want more than an excerpt, you can download a full chapter for free. Check it out today at searchsecurity.com/bookshelf. That's searchsecurity.com/bookshelf.
And we're back. Now we're going to discuss dynamic code obfuscation with Yuval Ben-Itzhak. He's Chief Technology Officer of FinGen. And Yuval summed dynamic code obfuscation up like this. He said that if two people visit a malicious website at the same time, each person would get a different encrypted or obfuscated code generated on the fly with a different set of function and parameter names. Now, this makes virus signatures virtually useless, he said, because different encryption keys change the way malicious code exists on a victim's machine. Now, code obfuscation is not new. Programmers have used the technique to hide redirect functions in pop-up and ad-driven websites to avoid being penalized by search engines. Yuval also gives his opinion about the security industry moving into 2007. Here's the discussion about dynamic code obfuscation. Yuval, welcome to the program. What is dynamic code obfuscation and why is it a new trend among hackers?
Code obfuscation is like the next step hackers are taking to escape from detection by antiviruses and other signature-based technologies. They're using code obfuscation to hide the malicious code that they're trying to execute on our browser or our computers. Code obfuscation is been around for some time. However, today FinGen announced on the new trend we call dynamic code obfuscation. Dynamic code obfuscation is the next step forward in sophistication from the hackers. That means if two people are going to visit a malicious site at the same time, each will get a different encrypted or obfuscated code. So that way, if, for example, an antivirus company will create a signature for this content, this signature will not work for both people because each will use a different, or each will have a different encryption method or a different encryption key. That will change the way the malicious code is showing on their machine.
What does this growing trend mean for antivirus vendors?
Yeah, security vendors that push signature updates to their customers. will need to go and theoretically create millions of signatures, or theoretically need to find a way to detect each instance of this malicious code. On the report, we included an example of the site, and we have several of these, that encrypted its malicious code to escape from detection. And each time you visit the site, the encryption result is different because the key is changed. And you can see on the screenshot that we included, you can see different functioning. The function name has no meaning, indicating they are changing dynamically. And this is becoming a real threat for businesses that rely only on signature-based technologies to secure their business against this new step that hackers are taking to push malicious code to end-user machines.
Now, what are these code obfuscation utilities that you're talking about?
Yeah, we started to see different security researchers on the net about to release a code obfuscation utility called VOM.
Well, I'm sorry, what is it called?
It's called VOM, V-O-M-M.
Okay.
It's, as reported, it's going to be part of the Metasploit framework, which is a framework for many security researchers. But what this utility will provide people is you can post your malicious code that you write, and this tool is going to blend it. It's going to include different characters. It's going to obfuscate it in different ways. The reason the researchers created this tool is they researched the VLL exploit that went out sort of months ago, and they tracked the signatures that antivirus products created, and very quickly managed to break these signatures and basically push this malicious code to end-user machine just by adding some characters like spaces or breaking strings into part. And then based on the discussions that we track, we find out that they were about to release a utility to automate the process. And this is it's going to be out probably very soon. And once this is going to be out, it's going to be a lot of headaches for all the signature-based products. How to deal with all this obfuscation and string concatenation technique that VOM is going to introduce.
In the meantime, what's out there to discover and stop dynamic code obfuscation?
There are new technologies to deal even with this new attack vector. And these are technologies that are not relying on any signatures. And these are products that are great not because they have a very large database loaded with URLs or loaded with signatures. These are technologies that actually analyze the code that is running in the wire, actually the code that this website is presenting. And no matter how it was encrypted, it will be decrypted on the fly and analyzed to see if this code is about to delete the file on my machine, is about to change settings on my machine, and only based on that decide either to block it or to allow it. So these type of technology, and FinJet is one of the vendors, and we hold 18 patents on this type of technology, to take behavior analysis of the code, really understand what the code is about to do. You can change it, you can modify it, you can add any characters you like, but when you actually understand what the code is about to do, what the code is running, you can make an accurate decision in real time. It's like an expert system. It's like best sensor you have in town right now to detect these type of attacks.
Very interesting. Now, I wanted to switch gears a little bit and talk about a couple of different trends that your firm has identified, and that's one is the growing use of Ajax in attacks. And what can companies do to thwart Ajax attacks?
Yeah, this is a topic that FinGen covered in our Q3 reports, and we're now making a follow-up story around that.
Mm-hmm.
FinGen released the information on our Q3 report. We provide examples, and many people ask, well, how can this happen, and we do not believe that people would use it. And it was just 2 weeks after we released the report that there was a case in Wikipedia in Germany, and following with another case in MySpace, where people used the Web 2.0 platform to distribute malicious code. However, on that report, we also included the threats involving the Ajax technology. Ajax technology was created and being used to improve on the end user experience on the web, kind of updating rich content and today Gmail and Yahoo Mail, all using Ajax technologies, like many other popular sites, request going out from the browser to back to the remote server to refresh the content on our machine. If it's an email application, so I get an automatic notification about a new email. I don't need to refresh my old screen and have some bad user experience. So now what we started to see is hackers are starting to use Ajax technology to send solid requests that the user doesn't feel. There's no visual indication that something is happening. So they can show you a very legitimate real estate site showing you property in Miami at a very attractive price, but silently behind the scene, querying the remote server and start to download malicious code and execute on the end user machine. And the end user has no idea something is really happening behind the scene. So the Ajax technology is not about alerting you, I'm about to send a request. You don't see any visual indication that the request went out and now it's being used to download malicious code. So the threats for the end users, although Ajax is fantastic and enrich our web experience, it's also a potential threat, and we provided an example of that on our previous report, to silently download and install malicious code at end user machine. And again, technologies that are based on signatures or based on URLs will find these threats very difficult to solve. And more proactive real-time analysis and making a decision based only on the traffic running in the wire, these are the type of technology that can deal with these emerging trends that we see on the web today.
Yuval Ben Yitzhak, Chief Technology Officer of FinGen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, and I'm always happy to speak with you.
And finally this week, antivirus vendor Sophos announced that it plans to acquire network access control software maker Enforce. Sophos said it plans to add Enforce's NAC to its product lineup. Terms of the deal were not released. Sophos said it will maintain the Enforce operation and expand its engineering, product development, sales, and support staff to include existing staff. Enforce products will continue to be developed and sold under the Sophos brand. And that's SecurityWire Weekly this week from CertSecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at CertSecurity.com/news. And you can download past episodes of SecurityWire Weekly on our podcast page at CertSecurity.com/podcast. For now, I'm Rob Westerveld. Have a great day.